It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down in New York City. And thank you to you for listening. If nobody told you thank you today, I just did. Be safe out there if you're on the road, if you're delivering, if you're going home, if you're on your way to work, maybe you're going somewhere you got no business going. None of my business. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout outs to all my people in California. Hello to my friends in Miami. Much love to all my people in Florida. Man, another hurricane? Milton? I hate Milton. I hate him. Not even here yet. I hate his guts. Anyway, I love you. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and a smart speaker. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's a Monday night. Means we're getting ready for Monday Night Football. The Saints are getting ready to take on the Chiefs. Common sense would tell you to just take the Chiefs at home. Why the hell not? That's all they do is win. And it looks like we got some good news when it comes down to Rashee Rice. The injury is not as severe, that knee injury. Everybody thought he tore his ACL. It appears that there might be a chance that he comes back before the season is up. We don't know, but it looks like the Kansas City Chiefs, they may have ended up with a better outcome than what they originally thought. And so as word comes down, we'll continue to let you know. I don't expect it to be tonight, but at some point over the next several days, we'll hear out. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, New York, the New York Yankees are currently blanked, tied 0-0 with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're in the second inning. The New York Yankees have a 1-0 series lead. Earlier this evening, the Detroit Tigers, they did their job on the road in Cleveland. They were able to tie up the series at 1-1 against the Cleveland Guardians. A three-run bomb to set them up to go back to Detroit with a 3-0 victory. The series tied at 1-1. Shout outs to Kerry Carpenter with that three-run home run. So we've had a busy weekend. We've had a busy day, a busy evening. And damn it, things will continue to be busy. If you want to call up, knock yourself out. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm on Twitter, X, and Facebook, and IG, and all that good stuff. I am at JR Sports Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. And, you know, as I'm surrounded by screens here in the studio, Hickey, I'm getting ready for Monday Night Football. Jason Kelce can just wear whatever he wants, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's not going a suit. He's not going a sport jacket. He's not even going a button down. He does whatever the hell he wants to do.
Now, he was on the screen a few minutes ago. He had on a button up and some jeans and some sneakers, right?
Yeah, was that's it what it looked like. Up? Pretty casual.
Yeah. Everybody else had on a suit. Oh, my goodness. What is this, Glorilla? Oh, I can't mixing them up. Uh-oh. Oh, no. No, it's sexy red. Hickey, I'm mixing up my female rappers.
Oh, no.
Having trouble here. Having trouble. Anyway, Hickey, there's so much. I got Derek Carr on one screen, sexy red on another one, and Salvador Perez on the other screen.
Sexy red, she's still getting some pub, huh? She had any good songs ever since that one ski song?
She's had some songs that I cannot I cannot repeat any of the words, okay?
But people are vibing to them at least?
Yeah.
One hit wonder.
Nah, she's had a couple of songs.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, right?
And yeah, no, I mean, I guess she's still important enough to where she's on the sideline for this game, so yeah.
Anyway, Glorilla, I'm mixing them up. Glorilla was at the Steelers game last night. I wonder how long.
Okay.
You think she stayed until 1 a.m.?
No. No. Did she make it to kickoff?
I don't know. She probably danced around and took some pictures and left. Big artist. I'm pretty sure she's at a strip club or something tonight. not stripping, but, you know, I don't know. She got to do a club, make a couple thousand dollars every night. Easy work.
Oh, playing at the club. Okay.
Yeah, right?
They're going to say enjoying the show.
Yeah, or doing a song. They get paid for appearances.
That's true.
So you going to stick around at 1 a.m. in the thunder and lightning with the Steelers, or are you going to go on to the next city and, you know, make a couple thou?
Answer's obvious there when you put it that way.
I think she probably makes, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 minimum for an appearance. Come on.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. It'll be a one-hit wonder. You got to make the money while you can. Well, they got some nice songs. Anyway, enough about Glorilla and Sexy Red. Good for them. Making money, make the money while you can. Let's get to some NFL football. Right before we went to break, I told you about some terrible-ass teams. These guys are making, they get a lot of money to be bad. I don't want to call it the trifecta. Hickey, this might be a trifecta. This might be the unholy grail, okay? We have Deshaun Watson and the Browns. They lost yesterday. They lost to Washington. We got Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. They lost in London to the Minnesota Vikings. And then if we keep on rolling, we talked about this guy. He lost. He's like, my team is not no championship team. We got Joe Burrow and the Bengals. They lost to the Ravens back and forth. They have a record of 1-4. People were expecting them to be Super Bowl contenders. I think that stuff is done. And imagine when they have no money because the owner is cheap enough. Imagine when they start not paying guys like T. Higgins, who, by the way, himself had 2 touchdowns yesterday and that loss against the Ravens of 41-38. You know, listening to Joe Burrow be miserable was so good. Let's listen to him again. If you're not clear on who, what, and where the Bengals are going, listen to this college champion, hopefully one day champion with the Bengals. I know it sounds dirty. Joe Burrow talk about how bad his team is.
We're not a championship level team right now. We're not. You know, I like to think that, you know, we'll come back and improve throughout the season to get to that point. But right now we are not, and we have to get better.
Yeah, y'all won't get there either. Forget the Bengals. Sorry. Let's listen to their head coach, Zach Taylor. What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? What you going to do about this?
We got to find a way to make that one more play. I thought today there was going to be some plays I pointed to where we did that. And unfortunately, the result was 41-38 them. So I was excited as we were there in the fourth quarter. I felt like we had made a lot of those plays that I was going to be able to be really positive about. But at the end of the day, it didn't happen.
Yeah, come on. The Cincinnati Bengals open up the season with a loss to the Patriots. Come on. Like, what else is there to say after that? I can say more. The only team that they beat are the Carolina Panthers. They got the New York Giants who are feeling themselves next. Oh, this is going to be a battle of the bums. Battle of Ohio is really going to stink when Cincinnati takes on the Browns. That'll be on the 20th. People in Ohio can't wait for that one. Bad team. Browns also 1-4. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on in Ohio. Deshaun Watson was sacked 7 times. Only had 125 yards passing. This man has not had a 200-yard passing game at all this year. And then when it comes to sexual assault cases, allegations, he's probably up to 30 of them. It's despicable. It's terrible. It's awful. Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, was asked about Deshaun Watson, the man making $230 million guaranteed, the man that the Browns decided to trade the whole world for. Stefanski was asked yesterday, you going to bench Deshaun Watson because he sucks?
Yeah, we're not changing quarterbacks. We need to play better. I need to coach better. And that's really what it is.
Oh, come on. What a cop out. This is a man who was 2-time coach of the year. He can't be honest. I guess being a coach means you have to go out there and just tell everybody a lie. I guess coaches do take all the blame when things are going bad, and they get none of the credit when things are going good. It's always the player. Always. Well, that was yesterday. Kevin Stefanski was asked about Deshaun Watson today and why the hell he's sticking with him, and this is what he said.
This is not a one-person type of deal. When we're playing how we're playing on offense, we need everybody to do their job and do their job better. And I look at myself and how I can do that. But I believe in Deshaun. I believe in what he brings to this offense. And I believe he will play better.
And is the decision to stick with him yours exclusively?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the question. As you guys know, I make decisions for our football team, but I obviously consult with Andrew. We talk about everything that goes on with our football team, but ultimately it's my decision, yes.
Yeah, he's talking about the GM. Uh-oh. You can't bench him. You committed $230 million to the guy. You traded the whole world to bring in Deshaun Watson. The Browns basically sold their soul to try to be competitive for a championship, thinking swapping out Baker Mayfield, who's having a time of his life down in Tampa Bay right now. They thought that this was going to work. But the Browns do what the Browns typically do. They had a good thing going, and then they shot themselves in the foot. This is going to go down as one of the worst trades in NFL history. It was only a couple of weeks ago that Deshaun Watson was sitting around telling everybody, yeah, no, I'm not going to run more. I'm not a running quarterback. That's not what they pay me for. They're not paying you to be 1-4 right now either. This is sad. And there ain't no turning this around. Let's keep in mind, Joe Flacco came through and helped them go to the postseason last year. Deshaun Watson is helping him go absolutely nowhere, deeper into the toilet. This dude looks cooked. I don't know. Maybe I'm not even going to say any. I'm not. Hickey, I had a few things lined up, but there's no jokes here. Like, I don't know. Maybe all of the negative attention that's come his way over the past couple of seasons and the injuries. Maybe he's just been around away from the game too long. Maybe, well, he's obviously skittish. The team around him isn't good. He leads the NFL in being sacked. I think he got about almost 30 sacks already. His season is not that far along. I don't see them turning nothing around. Just, he's going to get hurt. They're going to have to put Jameis out there.
I agree. I just don't know at this point how you can justify to the rest of the players on your team how he's the best option. Like, not that Jameis is great, and not even Dorian Thompson Robinson, you know, will be the next Tom Brady. But at this point, I don't see how you can still sit there and see what you have saw so far and say, oh, yeah, we're going to still, you know, this guy's close to breaking through and turning it around. Even just to have him see the game from a different perspective from the bench for a week or two, at this point, it cannot hurt. Doing the same thing over and over again, which is starting Deshaun Watson, feels like living out the definition of insanity.
Well, it's the money, man. Can you sit him down? Like, how bad is this going to... The Browns always look bad. They find a way to look bad.
They're 1-4, right? They're 1-4 with
him. You gotta... What are you going to do? Sit him forever?
Why not sit him for 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Okay.
See if you can get a spot. I mean, you're paying... The money's gone, right? The money's guaranteed, you're paying him. So if you're going to pay him all that money, don't you at least want to win games as well? He's not helping you win games. So whether he's starting, whether he's on the bench, whether he's a third string, like at this point, what does it matter? Like, what does it matter?
At what point does Deshaun Watson, and can he afford to be angry? Can he go, hey, what am I doing? Like, can he do that? Can he afford that? Can he afford the blame game?
No, because he would lose that. He would lose that big time.
He's just to sit down and take it.
Right? I mean, if he came out and said, whatever, try to blame the coaching staff, try to blame the offensive line, try to blame the receivers, would you believe it? Would you feel bad for him? Would you say, you know what, he's right? It's not him, it's them?
No, he's cooked. Hey, you know what they say, misery loves company, right?
That's right.
I think they're stuck. They're cooked. This man... He's not formally a free agent until 2027. Now, we know the NFL and contracts can be full of a lot of funny money. But they're going to be stuck with this man for a while. And Deshaun Watson, the Browns, I don't see no damn turnaround. If anything, he might have more lawsuits coming his damn way. He got more lawsuits over the past couple of years than victories. And this is what the Browns wanted to bet their future on. Awful. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, got to talk about the Jets, too. I told you there was a trinity. I told you it was a trifecta. I'm not going to leave out Aaron Rodgers, who looks washed and cooked. And I know on the plane ride back, he had to be texting Davante Adams. It looks like we have a little bit of an update when it comes to Davante, him being traded, and what that timeline might look like for the Raiders. Imagine going to London just to get your ass kicked. Aaron Rodgers, he got his ass kicked. The guy came back with an injury. We'll talk about that, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Monday Night Football is already underway. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Saints at home in Kansas City. And Hickey, it appears, early in the game here. What are they beefing about? Derek Carr just threw an interception, right?
That he did, and it was ran back, but determined that the defensive back for the Chiefs was out of bounds. So it was a pick six taken away, but the interception still stands. Derek Carr off to a hot start.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, wow. New Orleans Saints currently at 2-2. Kansas City Chiefs looking to go 5-0. Just go ahead. Just give Patrick Mahomes another chance. Give him an extra possession, why don't you? That's exactly what you need if you want to go out there and win. Anyway, best quarterback in the game, Patrick Mahomes. We know that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, New York, the New York Yankees and the Kansas City Royals, they're still blank. Both, nothing. Yankees got two guys out. Royals got two guys on base, the runner on first, the runner on second, and Rodon is trying to get out of this inning. We'll keep you up to date on all the action as the game continues on, as the best quarterback in the game scrambles for a 8-yard run out of bounds for a first down. Hickey, why does he make the game look so easy? Like, you got all these other miserable-ass quarterbacks. They look pained. They look hurt. He makes mistakes, and the mistakes that he makes are typically mistakes of aggression. He's just like, I'm the best. I'm going to throw it this way, and maybe he gets got. But he just makes the game look so easy.
He does, and he makes it look like it's so slow. It's moving at a million miles an hour, but whether it's him scrambling around, reading the defense, looking down the field, he not only makes the game look easy, but he makes it look like it's going in slow motion. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's like he's having fun out there. You know somebody who used to look like that a little bit, maybe not even having, I don't know if he's ever had fun in his life. Aaron Rodgers used to look like that when he was younger. Like, I don't know, when he was Patrick Mahomes' age. This man was in London yesterday with the New York Jets losing. Oh, my God, that game was horrific to watch. Hickey, did you watch that game?
Unfortunately, I did.
Oh, my God. That was ugly. That was ugly. That was a terrible game to watch.
I hate London games. Too early. The game is usually sloppy and weird. I hate it.
You don't think it has anything to do with just the Jets?
Well, that too. And usually you get mostly bad teams over there as well.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
So that also adds to it. But, yeah, the Jets certainly did not help themselves.
Yeah, and the Vikings didn't help themselves either. I mean, this is just bad. The Vikings go to 5-0. New York Jets fall to 2-3. The game final score was 23-17 Vikings. And what I remember most out of the game, outside of Aaron Rodgers and touchdowns to the wrong team and interceptions, he had that one play towards the end of the game where he was just on the ground. He looked like he was going to be able to get up. I thought they ripped this man's knee to shreds, and he ended up just with a sprained ankle. You need to consider yourself lucky for a guy who is 40 years old. The New York Jets only had 36 yards rushing. Aaron Rodgers, old man, had to throw the ball 54 times. And the Jets just look pathetic. Last week it was the penalties. This game it was the nothing. And this is a terrible, awful stat. Last year, Zach Wilson was the New York Jets starting quarterback at this point. The New York Jets scored 93 points with Zach Wilson. This week, in the same time period, with four-time MVP, future Hall of Famer, Aaron Rodgers, the New York Jets have scored a whopping 93 points. They've scored the exact same exact amount of points as last year. And Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the savior, right? Garrett Wilson had himself a game, 101 yards and a touchdown. But then nobody else does anything. And so people are screaming about Devontae Adams, but one of the first things people are saying is that Aaron Rodgers sucks. A matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers said he sucked himself. Listen.
Obviously, that was below my standard. I just found out I've never thrown two picks in the first quarter before. So that's a first. One of us cost, obviously, seven, and the other, you know, could cost three. So in a game where you lose by six, you know, plays like that are exponentially highlighted. So three turnovers for me is definitely out of character, and I'm disappointed.
At least he blamed himself. Typically, Aaron Rodgers is blaming other people. Well, I told you about that ankle. Thank God it's his ankle and not his knee. Aaron Rodgers was asked about how he's feeling after he got bent like a pretzel. Listen to what he said.
I'm definitely banged up. I got my foot caught on a pile there. You know, but it just seems to be a low ankle sprain. You know, again, they were trying to get me in the tent. Then we had a rough in the kicker, and I said, screw it, I'm going back out there.
Well, at least the guy, at least his Achilles is fine, right? Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Aaron Rodgers goes down to an Achilles. Hey, good luck. Good luck to the guy. Quincy Williams, the brother of Quinnen Williams, defensive lineman, linebacker. He talked about the whole team getting better. This is what he told SNY.
I'm going to be honest, man. People get tired of hearing the same every week, bro. So people just got to start taking accountability from the top to the bottom. That's the main thing, bro. That's all I got to say for real.
What's the mentality of this team right now?
Like I said, people got to start taking accountability, bro. People get tired of hearing the same thing every week.
Uh-huh. Hickey, they're gonna beat the Bills. Nope. Hickey, I've been right on the Bills for 2 weeks. That guy called up, and I've given him the exact he called again on Friday. He said, JR, what happens? I said, I think it's going to be a close game. I got the Texans at home. I would figure it be real close by a field goal. And that's exactly what they did. The Texans went out there and beat the Bills. The Jets have to take on the Bills next. You got the Jets or the Bills, both coming off of losses, both in the AFC. The AFC East is starting to look like crap. Like, somebody has to be good, right? I mean, the Buffalo Bills are the top team right now. Are they going to beat the Jets? Because if the Jets lose again, they're going to, like, they're going to get annihilated. 2-4?
I think the Bills win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like what I just heard from Quincy Williams. I don't like what I'm seeing from Aaron Rodgers. I don't like what I'm seeing right now from this team. The coaching staff stinks. I don't think this is going to go well at all for the Jets on Monday night.
New York Jets disaster, huh?
I think so.
Now, you know, but by the time we get there, Devontae Adams might be ready to go. It's been reported that the Raiders want to do this trade over the next 2 days, that they don't want to waste any more time. Also, the Raiders don't want to pick up any of what's left of his approximately $12 million salary for the rest of the year. They want to trade Devontae Adams, and they want to pick up a second rounder. Now, whether or not they get that in return, I don't know. I mean, when everybody knows what you want, the wide receiver's 31. I mean, if there's not an additional contract extension, then is it really worth it? Am I going to give up a second rounder for a guy? I don't know how long he's going to be here. He's not owed any money, you know, after this year. He very well might be a rental. And so I know Aaron Rodgers. He had his foot in a boot or whatever, a sleeve, and I know he was telling them, well, what's going on? Are y'all bringing in Devontae? Like, what the hell is the holdup? Earlier today on Pat McAfee's show, Adam Schefter gave an update. What the hell is going on with Devontae, and is losing to the Vikings speeding things up for the Jets to try to get him?
I don't think it expedited. I think it, if anything,
cooled it off.
Slowed it a little bit, because here's the deal.
Devontae said, I'm not going over there.
No. Look, there have to be people that say, okay, hold on. Do we want to now trade a second round draft pick when we're not playing overly well right now? We're not reaching our potential. Do we think that a wide receiver is going to solve the issues that this team has been having? So I don't view that game and that result as making it more likely that the Jets would trade for him.
How? Now, look, I'm not Pat McAfee, and I'm sure as hell I'm not Adam Schefter. But we know the behavior of Aaron Rodgers. If you think things are bad now, and things were bad enough yesterday where he said, yeah, I threw three interceptions, I had three turnovers, I'm not good. I was not good yesterday. That's what he said. But you're not going to tell me that Aaron Rodgers, who's the boss of the New York Jets at this point, doesn't have his foot on Joe Douglas's neck. Hey, what's the latest? Hey, what's going on? You got to be silly to think that Aaron Rodgers is not communicating with Devontae Adams. It ain't tampering for him to reach out to his buddy. He said they spend time in the offseason together. He said they communicate. Well, good for them. They want this to happen. Unless the Jets are so much of a train wreck that Devontae goes, hey, listen, Aaron, y'all suck. I want to play with you, but, anyway, Derek Carr sucks. I'll still come to the New York Jets. And speaking of the Saints thinking to join up, well, you know what? We'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about what the hell is going on in Kansas City. You're going to get that update in a second. You know what? A matter of fact, you'll get a full update on everything going on in the world of sports. We'll talk about Monday Night Football, and then I'll tell you about another team on the West Coast not performing up to standard. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you live coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, you just heard the news flash from Rich Ackerman, right? You heard it? Well, I got an update for you too. Salvador Perez, the catcher, part-time catcher, full-time old man for the Kansas City. Hickey, tell George Brett to relax. Is he about to go down there and play? What is he doing?
Well, the last time we saw him at Yankee Stadium, he was ready to kill somebody, so why not keep that demeanor going?
Yeah, keep the bat and the pine saw away from him, okay? Let's put it that way. Salvador Perez just sent a home run into left. The New York Yankees took a 1-0 lead, and now the Kansas City Chiefs, excuse me, there were too many Kansas City teams playing right now. The Royals have tied things up after that Salvador Perez home run. Game is tied at 1-1. It's the top of the fourth, still plenty of time. Thank God it's not the back and forth that we got over the weekend on Saturday. That was just ridiculous. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Jesse, calling here from Michigan. Hey, Jesse, what's up, man? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Jesse, you're live on the radio. Going once, going twice, sold. Not to Jesse in Michigan. Hickey, what did he get? Did he fly out the car window? Like, what happened to that guy?
I mean, he was a youngster. I hope he didn't, didn't have the window rolled down too much and
fly out.
Yeah, I don't know, if you're a young kid,
I saw somebody. Where was I at the other day? Somewhere here in Atlanta. Somebody was hanging out the window going down the street. They must have been going like 30 or 40, Hickey, just hanging out the window. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Like, torso out of the window?
Torso out of the window, body upright. I don't know if it was somebody's birthday. I'm glad I didn't witness an accident. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, jeez. What is going on with driving down in Georgia? Let's figure it out here, please.
Oh, boy. Is that a Bulldogs reference?
Well, and also a reference to people driving with their bodies out the window.
I don't know. First of all, people drive crazy everywhere. It's just there's so much space, and people just do whatever the hell they want to do. That's it. There's just a lot of space, and people do what the hell they want, I think. There's no regard for anything. You got people from all over who've driven all over who come here to drive. The highways are wide. The people are inconsiderate. It's nuts, man. And out where the Bulldogs play, I guess that's what happens when the kids get money and you drive around like a nut.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Yeah. It stinks, as we know, right after the Bulldogs parade, it cost some lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. Hey, listen, people, drive safe. No, we got a lot of people on the road. Be considerate of other people on the road. You can die out there. It's the facts. Yeah, just be safe, please. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, unfortunately, we had to talk about a trifecta of bad teams, bad quarterbacks, bad quarterback play in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, Deshaun Watson and the Browns, and then we took a look at Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Joe Burrow might be good, but the team around him, well, they stink. And surprisingly, and maybe not so much because Christian McCaffrey hasn't played a game all season long. The 49ers, they lost. They lost to the Cardinals yesterday, 24-23. Purdy went out there and had a touchdown and two INTs. Jordan Mason had 90 yards on the ground. Brandon Ayuk had 147 yards. But they couldn't get past the Cardinals. And so people are looking at the Niners, who now have a 2-3 record, as a disappointment. And they are. Because they shouldn't be this bad, even while missing Christian McCaffrey. They've had to deal with injuries here or there. And the Cardinals can certainly go out there. They're just, I feel like watching Kyler Murray is like watching a dude play in a backyard. There's no rhyme or reason as to what will take place and what will happen. It could win you the game. It could lose you the game. But somehow, some way, it's going to be an interesting one. So they walk away with the victory. And people are taking a look at the 49ers. What are y'all doing? They got Seattle next on Thursday Night Football. I told you about the Seahawks already losing to the New York Giants. You got to figure they got something to prove. And the 49ers can't be this bad. They're not 2-3 bad. This is going to try to force Christian McCaffrey back? I don't think so, but they better try to keep things afloat. Kyle Shanahan, he talked about blowing another double-digit fourth-quarter lead, allowing the Cards to beat him. Listen.
Extremely frustrated. I think we had 13 points and 17 in the other. By no means should we be able to give that away. Always will come back to turnovers, in my opinion. There's other things you can do to overcome them. Talked about last night how we thought a key in this game would be turnovers, and that's exactly what the first half was. Gave us a huge advantage, and then it flipped in the second half, and when you do that, it's tough to win.
Hickey, they'll be fine if Christian McCaffrey comes back.
Which he should, right?
He got tied legs, right? That's the problem, right? His legs are tied.
He's training too much. He's working too hard.
Exactly. It happens to the best of us.
Maybe he can go on his honeymoon now. Come back in a few weeks, refreshed, and all of a sudden the best running back in the league will look just like that.
He didn't go on his honeymoon. What's her name? Culpo?
Olivia Culpo.
Culpo.
I don't know if she changed her name, but at least that was her maiden
McCaffrey.
Name.
What are they going to make? More athlete? Is she an athlete? She's a model, right?
She's a model.
So it's going to stop with him.
Well, I mean, she could have been athletic back in her day. I mean,
well, his genes run deep. He has enough athlete. What is it? I don't know. He has enough genes for both of them.
That he does. So, well, yeah, even if she wasn't, I guess you're right. They should be good.
His son will be a basketball player. They haven't had one of those yet, have they?
No. Well, I think because they're on short. The shorter side.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Ed. Although he's a receiver.
Ed is like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, I don't know where the short genes came from, but.
Yeah, McCaffrey. Not McCaffrey. This one. You got to specify which McCaffrey now. The good one, the best one,
the
Christian.
Good one.
No, they had a quarterback. One of the quarterbacks was no good.
Luke McCaffrey, I think he was the quarterback, but now he's in the NFL as a receiver.
No, Max. One is no, not Luke. Luke is on Washington.
Yeah, yeah. He's a receiver.
There was a quarterback named Max in Colorado. They had another one.
Oh, see, I thought Luke McCaffrey. I think I could be wrong. I thought he went to Michigan. Initially as a quarterback first.
That was Max.
Oh, my bad.
Or maybe I'm mixing them up. Hold on. They got a lot of them. Okay,
they do.
Here we go.
I bet you Luke was a quarterback at Michigan, switched to receiver, transferred somewhere, and now he's in the NFL. That'd be my guess.
And he is he's the wide receiver now.
For the formerly known as the football team.
Yes, the Commanders. They had a son, Max. He coached on the Dolphins. Or he coaches the Dolphins right now. And then you have Dylan. He played quarterback at Michigan.
Oh, Dylan McCaffrey. Okay.
Yeah, coming out of college or coming out of high school, he was the second-ranked quarterback in the country. We don't know where Dylan is. They said, you're not good enough. Pretty sure they just banished him away. Am I wrong to think that?
Jeez.
Come on, right? We got all these kids in the NFL. Dad played in the NFL. We got all these kids, and you're the one who wasn't good enough. So what do they do at Thanksgiving? They just, hey, go sit over there.
Go sit at the kids' table.
Yeah, go sit with the kids. Make sure nobody chokes. Hey, go sit over there. Come back when you become a success in life. Hey, Christian, what's your contract again? Yeah. Come back when you make a quarter of that, if. Yeah, the McCaffreys, they got something different. But they need Christian back. I'm not concerned with the 49ers. You know, I wanted to see what Brock Purdy would do this year. I wanted to see him have an MVP caliber year. Because let me tell you something. If the 49ers suck, if they stink, they're gonna try to shortchange that man. Everybody's making 55 mil. We got Trevor Lawrence making 55. If Trevor Lawrence is making 55, you want to tell me that Brock Purdy on a good year doesn't deserve 55? Now, I know Trevor Lawrence, he sucks. Well, they won yesterday, but typically not performing up to snuff. I just want to see Brock Purdy get paid. He will get paid. I'm just ready to see things turn around out in the Bay. Oh, my goodness, what's going on here? Kareem Hunt is just running all over the place. Already has a touchdown. Kansas City Chiefs leading Saints 7-0. About 2 minutes left in the first. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, New York, I don't know, maybe Rodon has unraveled. The 2-1. The Kansas City Royals now lead the New York Yankees. Top of the fourth, one out. Hickey, is that still Rodon? Nope. That is still Rodon. Wow, okay.
Yeah, he's still in it. This has not been his best inning, we'll say.
What are some of the words he's going to say when he comes off the mound? He's quite demonstrative. Go ahead, repeat him.
Oh, you take want me to repeat him, what he's going to say?
Take a guess. Yeah, take a guess.
Gosh darn it.
Oh, just those two?
Shoot. Daggummit.
Yeah, he's on his way. Well, it can't be like that game last night. The game was paused for like 10 minutes. Like, did they think it was going to be the Malice at the Palace? Like, did they think that there was going to be some fans that jumped over to beat up Profar?
At that point, I if you're security, I think you can't rule anything out. I mean, they're throwing baseballs on the field at them, essentially. Yeah, I don't think you can, you know, expect anything less.
Yeah, they went out there and they smashed the Dodgers. The Padres did. Final score yesterday was 10-2. Home run after home run after home run after home run. There was nothing competitive about the game. Profar was stealing home runs out of left field and then taunting the fans about it. And then the fans let him know by throwing the baseballs back at him. And then we had even more beefs. So Manny Machado was out there beefing. It was rough. A matter of fact, let's listen to Jurickson Profar talking about the fans throwing baseballs at him at the baseball game.
They start throwing, you know, baseball on the field. And that's what was so sad. You know, it was just, you know, that's, you can hurt somebody. You know, I hope our people in San Diego don't do that.
Oh, he hopes. Well, they play tomorrow. So the series is tied at 1-1. They're in San Diego tomorrow. I don't want to call it a late or a night game. It's 9 p.m. Eastern local time. That'll be 6 o'clock. And this is typically what happens when we get all these California teams, like, going at each other. It's not just the fans and the stands. They just, it's tough. Hickey, I would not go to a baseball. This sounds crazy. I'm not going to a Dodgers game to sit in the outfield. Well, you know, Dodgers specifically, I'm not going to a Dodgers game to sit in the outfield. It seems dangerous.
Angels, you don't got to worry about, obviously. You'll be very safe there.
Nobody had an Angels game.
No. Yeah, I can't say I disagree. I certainly wouldn't go there wearing the other team's jersey, especially if that's a Padres jersey. I feel like you're asking for trouble there. Yeah, no, you're right. It's kind of trending in that area, for sure.
No, I give you, forget a jersey. I will give you $100. To go sit in right field in Dodger Stadium in a Padres hat.
That's all you're getting. 100. That won't even cover the Uber to the hospital because I can't call an ambulance.
They'll take care of you out there, won't they?
They'll tune me up all right, I'm sure.
Yeah. You think the hospital workers will take care of you? It's their job.
Well, yeah, but then who's going to be footing the bill? I am. And then I'm going to say, here's $100. And then say, okay, well, you're like 100 times too short. What else you got?
Well, this is it's for the experience.
Of getting beaten up? What are you trying to do to me?
How do you know they'll beat you up? Maybe they'll just say some nasty words.
Well, I guess it can't be much worse than Philly, but...
Well, little kids give the adults middle fingers out there.
It's tough over there.
Oh, yeah, Philadelphia, yeah, it is. Anyway, we'll see what goes on. But wait a minute. The Met fans are actually sweet. Nothing bad happens at a Mets game. No fights.
We love our Mets, and hey, we don't got to fight anyone to show it.
So there won't be a Met. We will not see a Met fan beating up on a Philly fan on what day is it? Wednesday.
If you do, it's because the Philly fan instigated it. Met fan finished it. That's all I'll say.
You saying people from Philadelphia are not civilized?
You said it, not me.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine, but I don't care. I was born there. It doesn't matter. How civilized am I?
You were born in Philly, huh? I did not know that.
Yeah, unfortunately, Hickey. Unfortunately. There you go. That's why you think I went up the turnpike.
ASAP, huh?
Yeah, it took right away. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to give you an update. The Yankees ain't doing too good. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network. What are the Chiefs doing? I'll tell you too. Don't move.